Time for your Wolf News Update on KWVF, Guerneville.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, January 2nd. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. It's a new year, but the same old story from PG&E. Your rates went up starting Monday. Most households' gas and electric bills will increase about 13%, or $34.50 per month. Most of the costs related to the increase come from efforts to reduce the risk of events such as gas leaks and wildfires. This includes undergrounding 1,230 miles of power lines in wildfire-prone areas and installing new technology to detect gas leaks. Perhaps you were caught in the chaos on northbound Highway 101 to eastbound Highway 12 connector ramp yesterday afternoon when a small white terrier dog snarled traffic. The pooch was seen darting in and out of traffic with drivers pulling over and the CHP trying to capture it. Well, they were unable to nab him, but did herd the dog off the roadway where he continued his escape into the neighborhood. A plane has caught fire on the runway of Tokyo's Haneda Airport after colliding with a Japanese Coast Guard aircraft. Local TV showed a large burst of fire erupt from the side of a Japanese Airlines plane as it taxied on a runway. The area around the wing then caught fire. NHK TV reports that all occupants of the passenger plane got out safely. However, five Coast Guard members were killed in that crash. Sports wrapping up an exciting day of college football. Washington beat Texas 37-31. Michigan topped Alabama 27-20. And your forecast, we've got a dense fog advisory until 11 a.m. Little thick in some spots, otherwise rain moving in later this morning. It will come down heavy at times in the afternoon, upper 50s for highs. Tonight, rain changing over to showers, maybe a thunder shower, lows in the 40s. Just a slight chance of an early shower tomorrow, otherwise clearing for the afternoon with upper 50s. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Hi, it's Rainey with the Poly Class Foundation. We've been keeping kids safe for over 30 years, and as part of this mission, we invite you and your middle school children and students to a free social media safety event at the Poly Class Community Theater in Petaluma. Mark your calendars for Sunday, January 14th. The event starts at 5:30, is free and open to the public, and the presentation includes sandwiches from Jersey Mike's for children, students, parents, educators, and guardians who attend. You will hear from experts about how to keep kids safe online and in the real world. Reserve your seats for you and your middle school-age children and students today at polyclasstheater.org or by calling 707-769-1334. See you Sunday, January 14th, 5:30 p.m. at the Poly Class Community Theater, 417 Western Street in Petaluma. Special thanks to our sponsors, the Rip City Riders, Hansel Auto Group, and Jersey Mike Subs. We appreciate your support.
Listen up, Sonoma County. There's a new sheriff in town. And cockroaches, ants, mice, termites, it don't matter to him. He's here to run them all straight out of town. Geoco Pest Control is here, Sonoma County, and they're laying down the law. When you call Geoco Pest Control, those no-good varmints and pesky insects are as good as dead. The posse at Geoco are the best in the biz, fully licensed and insured, and ready to track down any pest problems you can shoot at them. I just look at their reviews. Nothing but happy campers. Commercial or residential, if you're having a pest problem and you don't call Geoco Pest Control, well, you might just be plum crazy. Call today, 707-658-1282, or check them out on the old interwebs. Now get along, little doggy.
Geoco Pest Control, locally owned and family operated, a division of Joe Bikini Construction, online at giocopestcontrol.com.
102.7 The Wolf.
And away we go on a Tuesday morning. It's a new year for 102.7 The Wolf. I'm rocking Ricky Michaels. Got some Billy Idol on the way. Also, U2 in the mix, as well as Queen on the way. Elton John coming up. Billy Joel, some Steve Perry and REO Speedwagon. And we're going to rewind the year 1975 as well this hour on 102.7 The Wolf. Good morning.
I
Hear the drums echoing tonight. She hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, "Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you. They grow restless, longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
of fate. On a bed of nails, she makes me wait. And I wait without you. With or without you. With or without you. Through the storm, we reach the shore. You gave it all, but I want more. And I'm waiting for you. With or without you.
Time for a first check of the roadways on this Tuesday morning for the Burton's Bakery Traffic Center. Here's your Wolf Traffic Watch.
Well, good morning. We've got a hazard in Sonoma County. This report brought to you by Lowe's. There's a dense fog advisory this morning until 11 a.m. Visibility might be down to about a quarter mile in some areas. If you're heading to Nevada this morning, it's a 10-minute trip from Petaluma through the Narrows. No incidents or accidents to report. You're moving nicely through Santa Rosa on both north and southbound 101. Shop the closeout event now at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off major appliances, plus get an extra 20% off in-store clearance appliances, valid 12/28 through 1/3/24. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for details. I'm Lori Sanders at your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
Can't believe lying on my ears and believe in you. But I just can't get no relief, Lord. Somebody, somebody, ooh, somebody, somebody. Can anybody find me somebody to love? Yeah. I work,
we work hard
every day of my life. I work till I ache my bones. At the end,
of the day,
I take home my
heart
on me. Oh,
goes on, on
I smile down, my knees right away. The tears run down from my eyes.
Lord,
somebody,
somebody,
ooh, somebody.
Rewinds 1975.
Rick Barry and Jamal Wilkes take the Golden State Warriors to a world championship. Jack Nicholson makes a name for himself in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. In Sonoma County, everyone is talking about the relationship between Linda Ronstadt and Governor Jerry Brown. And if you were listening to the radio, you'll remember this as The Wolf Rewinds 1975.
Thank you. girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Shelving flowers of yellow and green, towering over your head. Look for the girl with the sun in her eyes, and she's gone. By a fountain where rocking horse people eat marshmallow pie. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers, the grass out in
The Wolf. I'm Rick Michaels, and if you haven't got the app for your smartphone or tablet yet, we've made it real easy. Just go to your app store on your phone and search Sonoma County Radio, and right there it's going to pop up.
Time for the news.
Click it
on 102.7.
Everywhere you go. Everywhere you go.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, January 2nd. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. We learned that last week two more commercial egg farms in Sonoma County and one in Marin were hit with the avian flu. More than 91,000 birds in Sonoma County and over 151,000 in Marin were euthanized, bringing the Sonoma County total to over 1.1 million birds since Thanksgiving. This morning, California is now one of the first states to provide free health care to all low-income immigrants living in the state illegally. More than 700,000 immigrants as of Monday now have access to health care coverage through the state's Medicaid program, known as Medi-Cal. It's one of the biggest coverage expansions in California in over a decade. Critics wonder what this will do to our state that already has a $68 billion deficit. The Sonoma County Registrar Voters Office will change its regular office hours beginning tomorrow. According to the office, they'll be closed on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. and will be open to the public on Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays and Fridays from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. The change now aligns with the schedule of the County Clerk, Recorder, and Assessor's Division. In sports today, Orlando takes on the Warriors, and the Niners locked up the number one seed with their win Sunday, but it appears that running back Christian McCaffrey may sit out the season finale against the Rams with a right calf strain. Your forecast, we have a dense fog advisory till 11, then rain moving in this morning, heavy times through the afternoon, upper 50s for highs. Tonight, rain with the chance of a thunder shower. Lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, just a slight chance of a scattered morning shower. We'll get afternoon clearing. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
We're all hoping tomorrow